Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces showered Ukraine with more missiles and munition-carrying drones Tuesday after widespread strikes killed at least 19 people in attack. The Human Rights Office has described this particularly shocking and amounting to potential war crimes. The leaders of the group of seven industrial powers condemned the bombardment and said they would stand firmly with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Their pledge defied Russian warnings that Western assistance would prolong the war and the pain of Ukraine's people. During a news conference, the U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. and its allies will keep helping Ukrainian forces.
What we're going to focus on is making sure that that the Ukrainians can succeed on the battlefield, that they get the capabilities, tools, the weapons they need to succeed on the battlefield, so that when it comes to negotiations, Mr. Zelensky has the strongest hand possible.
The White House also said that during the news conference that the phone call with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Tuesday, that U.S. President Joe Biden pledged to continue providing Ukraine with support needed to defend itself, including advanced air defense systems. The White House said that also President Biden will continue to move forward with the assistance for the Ukrainians. Again, the leaders of the group of seven industrial powers did condemn the bombardment and said that they would stand firmly with Ukraine for as long as it takes. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration says it is willing to reevaluate U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia amid anger of Saudi oil production cuts that will boost Russia in the Ukraine war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Foreign Relations Chair Bob Menendez wants to cut off all arms sales and security cooperation with the kingdom beyond what's needed to protect Americans. He's among a growing number of Democrats who are accusing the Saudis of skirting a decades-long bargain that's provided them U.S. security in exchange for a reliable oil flow. Here at the White House,
the president believes that it's time to take another look at this relationship.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president's willing to discuss it with Menendez and others, but stops short of predicting what might happen. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A rookie San Antonio, Texas police officer has now been fired and arrested after shooting and gravely wounding a teenager earlier in the month. More details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
San Antonio police say 25-year-old James Brennan has been fired and arrested, charged with two counts of aggravated assault by a peace officer for shooting 17-year-old Eric Cantu, who was in his car eating a hamburger in a McDonald's parking lot. In body camera video, Brennan opens the car door and tells Cantu to get out. Car drives backward, door open, the officer fires multiple times. He continues to shoot as the car drives away. In a statement through their lawyer, Cantu's family says he is unconscious and on life support. I'm Tim McGuire.
And Iran has intensified its crackdown on Kurdish areas in the country's west amid protests sparked by the death of 22-year-old woman detained by the morality police. Oil workers demonstrated at key refineries. Activists say riot police fired into residential neighborhoods in the capital of Iran's Kurdistan province. Amnesty International and the White House's National Security Advisor criticized the violence, targeting demonstrators angered by the death of Mahsa Amini. Meanwhile, some oil workers Monday joined the protest at two key refinery complexes for the first time, linking an industry key to Iran's theocracy to the unrest. Recapping our top story, Russian forces showered Ukraine with more missiles and munition-carrying drones on Tuesday after widespread strikes killed at least 19 people. An attack the Human Rights Office has described as particularly shocking and amounting to potential war crimes. Via remote.